Bernice, Emmett, and Lonesome George were treated to a downtown Honolulu stay thanks to Hurricane Lane. Not a big deal, but we're talking snails, endangered ones. We talked with Kapahi, who works with the state's endangered snail program, who is preparing to spend the weekend snail sitting. Now, some 80 endangered native snails were evacuated from a trailer on the windward side of Oahu in advance of Hurricane Lane for fear they would be blown away. It was actually a plan that the state created 2 years ago following Hurricane Julio and Izelle, but it was Lane that triggered its execution. We chatted with Kapahi on Friday about the preparations involved in the department, what the department dubbed snail bail.
While everybody was getting bottled water from Costco, we were getting legal boxes from Office Depot.
Okay.
And all yesterday and the day before, we were prepping the boxes and trying to change out as much vegetation within each chamber so that the snails would have fresh food and fresh fungus to graze on while they're staying here in town.
What do they eat?
So they graze on the biofilm, so the fungus and the algae and bacteria that accumulates on native plants, on the plant surfaces.
Are they picky eaters?
Sometimes they are and sometimes they aren't. We found that when we bring them in from the wild, they won't touch any of the cultured fungus that we grow in the lab for them. But as they become acclimated to their new homes, they actually start to graze heavily on the fungus that we do feed them. So
they warm up to them eventually.
Yeah, they're a bit suspicious.
So tell us why you folks had to, implement this evacuation plan.
Yeah, so currently our captive rearing lab is situated right next to Kauai Nui Marsh, and it's a mobile trailer. It's an office unit. So given that it's right next to a large body of water that's prone to flooding and it's in a trailer that isn't really rated for sustained hurricane winds, we found a need to find some place that would we'd be able to house them without worrying about the walls collapsing around them.
Now, I know when I talked to David Sisko, who I think is the head of that program over there, he had mentioned that people don't realize that these snails could be extinct within a decade, that you folks are just really on like lifeboats trying to keep them safe.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Out in the wild, they're disappearing fast due to introduced predators. And that's not even taking into account, climate change and habitat loss. So
what was all involved? So you folks then had to basically unload the snails that were being kept down there in that trailer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we received word last night that today could have possibly been a lot worse than it is, and that was kind of our trigger to load up. We had four vehicles loaded up with the 2,000 snails that we have, and we all just headed over to town, and we were able to unload within the night. So
they're sharing office space with you.
Yep, and I hope they're comfortable.
So we've never had to do this before. I imagine the offices that they're in now are air-conditioned.
The terrarias that we use are, the typical plastic terrarias that somebody would house, their pet chameleon or like a pet butterfly or something. So they're meant for wildlife. But yeah, we have to keep them within a certain range in terms of humidity and within a certain range of temperature. So every so often I'll have to go around and hand spray them with reverse osmosis water, just to make sure that we're not introducing any impurities into their environment. And yeah, so they take a lot of TLC to just keep them happy and keep them alive.
So while these snails are in the offices downtown, I guess they're going to require around-the-clock care then.
Yeah. So I will be staying overnight with them.
Okay, lucky
you. Just to make sure that nothing goes wrong. But as long as the AC is running and everything's, we have power, everything should be pretty hands-off.
Okay, but we really don't know if they're going to like your offices downtown.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's why we're here, is just in case things go bad. We do have a lot of, like, a chest full of ice and 80 or so ice packs that are sitting in the wings waiting if we do need to cool them down further.
Well, do they need cooler temperatures, or?
So they naturally occur at around like 2,000 feet, so the summit areas, and the summit areas are usually a lot cooler. They're around like 65 degrees or so. Within the office space, we can get it down to maybe about 70, 68, but yeah.
So you're going to have your work cut out for you over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully this stuff passes and we can quickly return them to their environmental chambers and get them back to normal. But yeah, for now, we're kind of on edge.
So how do you tell if a snail's in distress?
So our native snails are actually nocturnal. So during the day, they seal up to a leaf surface or a flat surface. Obviously, in these cages, they can seal up to the edges of the plastic terraria. So if they're sleeping during the day, they're totally fine. Everything's fine. But if they're walking around looking for a new place to hang out, they might be a little too hot, or it might be too bright, or So if they're awake during the day, we know they're unhappy, and we got to do something.
So can you turn the aircon down or up?
Yeah, yeah. So we've kind of jerry-rigged the air conditioning to blow in a more direct path towards our snails.
Okay, but it's not like the building has, you know, automatic shut-off, right? That it shuts off over the weekend or anything like that.
So they do, but because of the hurricane, we're actually, DLNR has their headquarters within the setup within the building. So they actually do have power, and I believe they'll be keeping it on over the weekend.
Okay, is there generator power in case there's an outage?
No, that's why we have the ice packs and stuff. Our main concern with, and the whole reason why we moved them out of the trailer, is because we don't think that the trailer can handle wind events. Once the winds have died down and the flooding isn't an issue, we will return them to the lab. We do have a generator that runs on natural gas. So if we don't have power in the grid, we can run our generators to sustain their environmental chambers.
Okay, so where did these snails come from originally?
So we actually have a little over 20 different species of snails from across the islands. We have Partulina physa, which is actually from Kohala. We have a lot of acatonellas, which are endemic to Oahu, both the Ko'olau ranges, the Ko'olau range and the Waianae range. And we also have snails from Lana'i, and I believe we have some from Maui with us as well.
So how long have they been in this trailer?
So our captive rearing lab has been running since, I believe, 2016. So a little less than 2 years we've been caring for these snails. Prior to that, they were at a rearing lab at the University of Hawaii.
Okay, and then the problem is these are what, very, very endangered, critically endangered maybe?
Yes, critically endangered. Some of them are imperiled. There's examples of, we have one species where we have the last surviving individual known.
Wow.
In captivity. There are others where we have less than 10 individuals. And others range in the hundreds. So they're all at different levels of survival here.
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, they're almost extinct.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just a race against time, trying to keep the few that we've got alive, whether it's a predator or a hurricane.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so, you know, with this job, we can prepare as much as as humanly possible for, these natural events. But, we just gotta wait and see.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. You only have one left of that snail.
Yeah.
Where did that one come from?
So, Lonesome George is from the northern Ko'olau area.
Lonesome George.
Yeah.
Why'd you guys name him that?
Oh, we try to stay cheerful and and humanize our snails.
So do you have names for the other snails or what?
Yeah, there are names for others.
Like what? Just rattle them off.
So we have Emmett. He is a Acatonella lila from northern Ko'olau. We have Bernice and Emma and Ruth. They are Acatonella fulgens from the southern Ko'olau. So we try to name our snails to make them important to us.
Okay, well, they're family, I guess.
Yes.
You're taking care of them, so yeah. Rightly so. That was DLNR's Kapahi talking about last week's snail save. We recorded that interview Friday afternoon, and at last check, Lonesome George and the Snail Gang were returned to Windward Oahu this weekend.